Yeah. Yeah.
Oh!
That's not funny.
Yes, it is.
What's up, guys? This is the TMT Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website, TMTSales.tv. Sign up for a membership now at TMTSales.tv. And if not, then enjoy this one.
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've ever smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm gonna get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucers.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
Please look at all the signs, fasten your seatbelt, and get ready for debate.
Hey guys, we had a really fun bonus episode today. It was actually a blast. Here's what we talked about.
It was a finger blast.
Mm-hmm. I got invited to Shangri-La, the Rick Rubin's iconic music studio. When I was there, I told Rick that TMG's thinking about making a new album. He said, "What? Dude, I love Walkman. I feel like a fat man."
Faded chewing drug.
Oh my God, Short King's Anthem. Don't tell me you're going to make another one of those.
Yep.
And he said, please use that here. You can use any of this shit for free. Oh. U2's actually there right now recording. And he said, I'll kick them out of here. It actually feels good. It felt like it had to happen for me to be truly back.
To be truly in?
Yeah.
You know what's really funny is... We had that one remote episode after, and I read a comment that said they only locked in for Bevo.
For Bevo, I know.
I like how people now don't even refer to it as us going to the studio. It's just locking in or not locking in.
Like that thought that after that episode, we were like, all right, man.
Yeah.
I'll see you in like a month.
Yeah, yeah.
We did what we came here to do. Do you want to run me through the Drake, Kendrick?
Because I'm the designated gossip.
Do you know what's going on?
I'm the designated tea spill.
Yeah. I'm pretty, you know, I'm like pretty in the EDM world now.
So you're out.
I like fully leaned into being a white dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You're tripling down.
Yeah. I used to read, you know, hip hop heads subreddit. So I was up on all the drama going on. Now I can't even find the thread that explains it.
Yeah.
I just see tweets about Kendrick, J. Cole, Drake. And I tried to listen to the song.
It's cooking.
They're not even listed as features on the song. Took me a while to find which one they were talking about.
Well, I don't want to, you know, I guess I'm sitting here like worried about being out of pocket, but that's just like who I am. Also, it's so funny that all the shit about Kate Middleton.
Oh, dude.
She got a BBL.
Should we talk about
that? She killed herself.
Should we talk about that first?
She had cancer.
Should we talk about that first? Because I feel pretty fucking bad.
No, the royal family made her drink mercury. That's why she got that.
Yeah, exactly.
They made her dress like the Tin Man Wizard of Oz for a year straight off camera so that she would contract cancer.
I saw that and it was like Princess of Wales gets cancer. And I was like, oh, that sucks. Who's that? I didn't know that it was her. So I pull up a picture of her and I'm like, oh, fuck. Oh, no. No.
Yeah, dude.
The day after, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Or a couple days after?
Amen. Amen.
We're like, she's dead. That's definitely not her.
Yeah. So they made her drink mercury.
No, but now.
That's what I'm going with.
Now there's a whole next controversy over this video. You didn't read any of this shit?
That's deepfake.
Yeah, AI. That's what everyone's saying.
Of course.
Three things.
Okay.
Three notable things, right?
Okay.
Her hair, there's like, if you zoom up on this video, at some point her, like that one strand of her hair moves like super unnaturally.
Hmm.
Another thing, the ring on her finger disappears at one point and then comes back.
Hmm.
Another, this is the most convincing one, I think, is that she's wearing the same shirt as she's wearing in some other video, and I think that's like, I guess one of the most important things to having like a good accurate deepfake is that you wear the same outfit.
Oh,
I don't know if any of those are true, and I also feel bad speculating because it does honestly seem like she's just like sick and going through, you know, treatment for something that's horrible.
I would just
and
think.
Everyone, like, for her to come on finally and be like, okay, I just have to put this out there. Like, I'm sick.
Yeah.
I have cancer. And everyone's like, that's also fake.
Yeah.
It's kind of shitty.
Yeah.
But it could be.
Two different AI detecting. No. Oh, boy. Who is this? DM official truth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's on it.
yeah, this guy's definitely about
he's on it, bro.
Two different AI detecting softwares. Pause. From two
separate sources. Don't hold on. AI detecting softwares.
There is that.
I know, but you gotta like.
There is that. Yeah.
I know that exists, but you can't just you see how like that.
You can just screenshot this and be like, I used that AI detecting software for
that
this.
That sentence sounds like a kid in middle school who's just lying.
Yeah.
All the time. No, I used AI detecting software.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fair.
No, fair. Is she fucking? No, she sucked my ass and my balls.
Yeah. You
know. Two different AI detecting softwares from two separate sources. It is AI. Birdsong on a loop. Grass and flowers never move. Looks warm and green in England for this time of year. LOL. Okay. Warm and green in England? Okay. I'm going to I'll challenge that part and say, I don't know if you've met like a high-level colorist.
Ah,
okay,
that makes sense.
A colorist,
it could be brown. You're saying, and they can what just the fuck? Make
yeah,
it green.
What a colorist can do.
Yeah, right.
with raw footage.
Yeah, that's fair.
Is insane.
Yeah,
right. This guy is never, and it's fine.
Yeah,
but go look up any like pro colorist being like taking shit footage and making it. You're gonna be like, all right,
yeah, that's a good point.
So that part I will challenge.
Yep,
Birdsong on a loop, maybe,
but like
grass and flowers never move. Maybe
I don't know. The video seemed real, and it's funny that we're at the point now where you can't even make a actual real video anymore without people being like, this is,
well, remember, like,
everything is fake now.
Yeah, remember three four months ago we were saying it's gonna get to this point.
Yes,
you know, or that is on the horizon.
Yeah,
and we're talking about Naval talking about how you'll need to validate existence.
Yeah, yep.
I think
we're at that point.
But I think we thought we'd have at least a year.
Yeah. No, we're there fully.
It's like, here we are.
You can't even do a fucking cancer announcement anymore without people being like, that's fake.
Well, bro, also, sorry. Whatever AI detection this is, I'm sorry. This UI looks so bootleg.
Yeah, I know.
It's just fucking, no, this is 98%.
See, this AI detection software is also fake.
Yeah.
It's someone that just, some bot that made this.
Yeah.
It's probably some AI that made this because they knew people would be Googling this, and it doesn't even work.
Yeah. You know what'll be funny is when some company comes out and they recognize the split in ideology amongst people, right? Amongst platforms. And then they start going to entertainers and being like, hey, how would you feel if we kind of, you know how Mr. Beast takes his videos and makes them available in Spanish? What if we took your stand-up special and we gave it different political slants?
Yeah.
And so you have the Truth Social version of
the fucking. Yeah, and they swap out you.
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah.
Could
swap
just you. Make you.
Could swap you.
Yeah.
Someone's offering that in 8 months.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Reality, it's over.
Search dead internet theory.
Oh, yeah.
You know about this?
Sort of. Like, we should talk about this.
Yeah, yeah.
The internet theory.
Okay, yeah. And then let's watch the Conor videos because that's also related to this.
Okay.
Because I think this, we'd probably feel like Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
After six cups of coffee.
Yeah.
So I got a comment that was like, because I went on some monologue on one of my videos because, you know, now I watch a lot of content that's like, you know, it's like Karen shit or like just like whatever the topic is. I'll watch random TikToks and I've noticed just like they're all becoming fake.
Yeah.
Right. And it's not new, but this is like it's happening more and more where like every single video is clearly staged to some extent. Somebody was like, Cody would really appreciate the dead internet theory. So I Googled it and it's the theory that the entire internet is bots all talking to each other. There's no like real people.
Mm.
And it started happening in like 2016, 2017.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was kind of interesting. I don't know.
Yeah. Like the majority of users are just not real people.
Yeah, like we like consume it, but no one's actually like actively.
That would make sense. I would say that most regular people don't really comment.
Yeah.
But you know what I think a real comment is? 9 crying emojis.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I think that's an actual human response. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
But anything that's like detailed and involved, that's a robot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this just ties into, yeah, like we were just saying, not believing your reality.
Yeah. Hey, guys, we're going to take a quick break to thank the sponsor of today's episode, which is Built Rewards. Listen, if you're a renter and you're renting your place and you're paying your rent every month, that could be via check or, you know, via direct deposit. That money is just evaporating from your account, but you could be building points. That's where Built Rewards comes in.
Built is the first rewards program that gives you points on paying rent, essentially. So even if you're rocking like old school rent, you know, and you're mailing in a check, Built Rewards will actually send a check for you. So you can still take advantage of the money that you're spending every month. So if you're someone who already kind of pays off credit and you're big on points, this is like another way to, you know, make your money work for you.
Every month, pay your rent and watch the Built points roll in. Use points to go on a vacation, book fitness studio classes. You can even use your points towards a future rent payment or towards a future down payment on a home. Built points have been consistently ranked the highest value point currency by The Points Guy and Bankrate.
Earn points by paying rent right now when you go to joinbuilt.com/TMG. That's joinbuilt.com/TMG. Make sure to use our URL so they know we sent you. Joinbuilt.com/TMG to start earning points with your rent payments today. And of course, we want to be very clear. We're not encouraging anyone to take on some kind of debt that they can't handle. We simply want to offer something out there where if you're already good on rent and you're very consistent and you kind of understand credit card point systems, then this could be another tool for you to
well said.
Yeah,
well said.
Make your money work for you. This is awesome. Like, not even in 10 years. You know, and 10 years ago was, why am I blanking on the phrase, glass of whiskey, diesel jeans?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How did he start that?
Adderall.
Yeah, Adderall.
Yeah.
Yeah, 10 years ago.
Glass of whiskey, diesel jeans. Yeah.
Literally decade later. I don't know if anyone I'm speaking to is a real person.
Yeah.
Like, we're all schizophrenic.
Yeah, exactly.
Just
yep.
By use of the yep. apps.
Also, there's this. Hold on. Maybe this is related. And I'm actually curious as to what your opinion on this is. Because I don't necessarily feel this way, but I think a lot of people do. Hold on. Let me find it. 1 second.
Timu, okay. Timu.
Shop like a billionaire.
Timu,
give me your thoughts
Timu.
On this.
I would love to give you my thoughts on this, Cody.
That was funny.
Hysterical.
My dick is small.
Power there, brother, to you.
That is why we are called the Tiny Meat Gang Podcast. Laughs from the staff.
The subject of tiny meat is quite popular amongst netizens.
It is indeed. Surfboard. Like the Beyonce song.
Ah, yes. Surfboard. Popular Beyonce song from 2014. Mm-hmm. Also covered by The Weeknd, an OVO... Excuse me, a former OVO artist. We could just rip that for 2 hours and... Anyway,
this is Mark Andreessen who fucking quote tweeted this.
Okay.
You know, he's a multi-billionaire.
Yeah.
He said, this captures the mood of the times perfectly.
Okay.
Something is coming. I am 57. Not only does it feel like something wicked this way comes, but there is also this feeling that the whole world is holding its breath, almost as though we are all waiting for some catalyst or sign or event that puts an end to this feeling of being put on hold.
Yep.
This vague, unexplained unease we feel. Something terrible lurking just out of our field of vision, but we all feel it closing in. I cannot count the number of people who have told me they wish that whatever is going to happen would just get on with it, that this waiting for the thing in the darkness is unbearable.
Yeah. I mean, transparently, this is like a significant point in my new set.
What? This?
This feeling.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you say about it? Do the joke.
I mean, like, the line in the set is like, we all feel that, right? Something bad's going to happen.
Mm.
I think the thing that...
What about the pandemic? Wasn't that the thing?
No. No.
No, because everything was feeling pretty good up until that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then that happened, and then we sort of got over it, but we never fully... still feels like something maybe is in the dark, is in the... You know?
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it, but you just... Just a feel.
I mean, I guess I do feel that way in terms of, like, you know, international things. Wars.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yep. I mean, there's that. There's economy bad. There's...
But the economy's kind of recovering.
But money doesn't, like, work.
Because of inflation?
Yeah, it just doesn't work how it's supposed to.
Right.
You never seen
plus like that, yeah.
Seen so many people get on TikTok like crying, being like,
I can't
afford rent.
Yeah.
And me just like traveling, I think I get a weird eerie feeling when you go to certain cities. Like certain cities, their downtowns are like fucking wiped.
Hmm.
And these are cities I went to like some years ago and they're alive and their downtowns just don't exist anymore. Like, yeah, so like,
and then I guess to throw in the mix, also like infrastructure failing, like the mm-hmm. fucking bridge yesterday in Maryland that collapsed.
Well,
that was kind of like a just unfortunate event, but
wasn't like the
that plus everything that's happening with Boeing.
Yeah,
where it just feels like planes are gonna start dropping out of the sky,
dude. I mean, I know like someone in Siva's family is like he's like works on the repair crews for one of the big airlines. And he was saying he's always working his ass off, but even he doesn't like get on the Max 9s, I think. Is
really?
What he was saying. I think I don't want to misquote him, but I believe that's what he was like kind of hinting at.
I think one of my friends maybe said this or I read it somewhere, but they were like, I think it might be the feeling of society kind of like getting closer to collapse and also this race towards technology saving us all.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this weird sort of like, are we going to get to the singularity before everything fucking collapses and inflation takes off and our debt, you know, is now skyrocketed. Like we're just waiting for things to fucking the house of cards to collapse.
Yeah.
But we're also like on the verge of this crazy breakthrough that might save us all, like global warming and this, you know, AI might fucking solve global warming, you know? There's a chance that that's going to happen.
I'm just laughing because like the back 30 of my new set is like definitely like scaring the hose for 30 minutes straight. It's really funny.
Do you notice that?
Yeah.
People in the audience are like,
no, like when I get to that part and I call it and I say like, we all get that feeling, right? It's kind of funny how the whole room goes, yeah, like in unison, yeah. And my shows are just starting to spread out, like in terms of different types of people that come and watch. So to see the feeling across generations, I had like a 6-year-old man.
Sorry, that's the comment that I was talking about. Just to give him credit from Jeremy Stamper there.
Feels like it's a race between everything falling apart and technology. Yeah.
Sorry, keep going.
No, just all I'm only relating this to me in that like I have this feeling and I kind of put it out there to see if people like feel the same, and it generally seems that people feel the same. Now,
I think also though it could be because of social media.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Like our dopamine center is just getting blasted all day every day, and it's as worse as it's ever been.
Yeah,
it leads to this feeling of like, hey, what's next? But it's that paired with a little bit of like depression and doom.
Well, I think it's also the day to day shit that people see. You know, I think. Also, I think just going out in public is more anxiety inducing.
Yeah.
Not like in a, I don't want to go outside kind of way, but I think certain cities, you're just a little bit more on edge. Especially in the airport. Airport, I mean, people since 2 years ago, 3 years ago, the airport is fucking angry.
Yeah.
They're fucking pissed. And, you know, I think little things like that, yeah, remind you of social media and it fires you up. It's definitely a chicken or the egg.
Yeah.
It's a bad loop we're in.
Yep.
Because maybe we wouldn't be so sensitive to those things if that's what the hell wasn't in your phone.
Yeah.
So definitely, I agree. I think, I mean, Zuck got his fucking wrist slapped for like election stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you know,
yeah,
they definitely dial it up.
Yeah.
They want you angry. But I think the part that maybe motivates it is like local economics. There are definitely people experiencing shit that is just tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I meant more like how everything, like it's not even one, it's not even social media specifically. It's more just like screen time and tech
has gone up a lot.
And that, so we're like, we're constantly, it's like either that or Netflix or whatever. It's like, we're constantly being stimulated.
Yeah.
More than ever. Right. Yep. So that leaves your brain in this sort of state of like alertness.
Yeah, something
that makes you feel like you're like, you know, that's proven already that your brain is, before we had these periods of downtime where your brain would sort of go into this like passive creative idea generating mode.
Yeah.
Like when we were kids, we didn't have anything to do. Like that was boredom, but there's a point to boredom.
Yeah.
It's actually good for your brain.
Yeah.
Because it makes you go off into this sort of world where you think more, but it also lets your brain rest.
Yeah.
Now we don't have that at all.
Yeah.
Our brain is like constantly in the sort of like fight or flight mode.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that has like compounding effects that we're starting to feel right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where it's like for fucking 10 years now or 15 years, it's just been nonstop shit. So now we're like, okay, what's next? What's next? We're like in that phase of like something big is going to happen.
No, I agree. I think what makes it hard for people is I think there are a lot of people in America where their day-to-day life monetarily has just gotten harder.
Yeah.
So I don't even think there's room to be bored because like they either have to work a ton. Like, have you seen those TikToks of people who, I forget, there's like the phrase for it where they like work three jobs on purpose.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I'm talking about? There's like that one that went super viral of the girl working like, this is me at the coffee shop and this is me here. And like she has those crazy bags under her eyes and all the comments are like, you're going to die.
That was AI, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, that was fake.
It was fake, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe, yeah, there is no collapse and we're just watching AI videos of people struggle and whatever. But yeah, no, I agree that I think that also you see that behavior when people are like feeding or like they want some drama out of something.
Yeah, yeah. Hey guys, we want to take another quick break to thank another sponsor of today's episode, Prize Picks. Football season may be over, but guess what? The action on the floor is heating up.
It is.
It is. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into serious cash. Duke is playing tomorrow, by the way.
And they will probably lose.
Maybe Thursday? They're not going to lose?
They might lose. That's the great thing about sports. You can win and you can lose, which Duke may. March Madness is here, by the way, which means the biggest moments in college basketball are getting closer.
Like Duke winning.
Duke losing. Be part of the action on Prize Picks for both men's and women's college basketball.
Prize? Were you going to say something else after that?
No, I just had a thought.
I just like the way you finished that. Basketball. Prize Picks even offers injury insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. That's kind of cool. For basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live.
Prize Picks is really simple to play. You can make picks and submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. Prize Picks now offers Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account.
I mean, it's March Madness. Listen, it's the perfect time to, you know, to play.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm going to talk about a player that I like right now.
I want you to do that.
Man, I love
player from Duke.
Roach.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's your guy?
Yeah, that's my guy.
That's my guy.
That's one of the guys.
Yeah.
It's one of the guys.
Yeah.
It's one of my guys.
Why do you like the app so much?
Oh, man, it's so easy to use.
To bet on
Roach. Yeah. Download the app today and use code TMG for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, That's code TMG on Prize Picks app for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's just that easy.
Because it's even funny with like the Drake Future beef. You saw Metro replied to.
No.
So
what I wanted you to do.
So people were speculating that this all started because of like a dancer at a strip club.
Okay.
That maybe Drake and Future were sleeping with her. And so this dude put together this like tweet where he goes, I think it's clearly about her. And Metro replied to that. And he goes, can you guys like stop reading deeply into things and just like enjoy the music? Okay. And, but that to me is kind of like a symbol of, or like a, like an example of what you're talking about, where people are, they're like programmed to be on edge almost. Yeah. So they're looking, you know, some people that's how they deal with it. They're like, I gotta go figure some shit out.
Yeah.
There's a couple layers because people are focused on Drake and Future, but it's like Kendrick who made the diss.
Yeah, right.
Which is also funny. So I think there's two kind of like angles or like verticals in this situation. So the big one is that people now have gone back through like her loss and they're going back through these old records and they are putting out there that they think Drake has been like taking shots at maybe Future and Metro and other people for a minute now. Specifically on her loss, Drake has this line where he says, what happened to that guy repping OVO? We traded him. And people focused on that because there are these old photos of Future in like OVO hoodies and he used to be part of like kind of like part of OVO.
Okay.
And so then people recall this old clip of Kanye saying like, when Drake disses you, it's like, it's war. He, you know, he goes to the next level. He tries to, you know, hit all the women like in your circle and then whatever, whatever. So now that's like kind of this thing where people are digging back going, oh, maybe Drake and Future have just kind of, it's been an underlying thing for a minute.
But this is after they made music together, right? Like they had that one
right, so
song.
I think Future
which had, is a good song.
Yeah, I think Future had some recent
by the way.
Yeah. I think Future had some recent releases and people were digging up another line, I think in that same song of Drake saying like basically like the line like the verses something like he says that people that are close to him are talking shit about him to like the same girls that they're sleeping with. And these guys will still take verses from me, even though they're talking shit about me behind my back.
Okay.
And people were kind of pointing out that, oh, Drake did recently feature on like some Future records.
Okay.
So then it's just, it's starting to become like, it's like wrestling to the highest degree.
Yeah.
But the part in all this that, you know, Kendrick fires it off because Cole and Drake did this song about.
Yeah. I know that one.
Of course, everyone knows First Person Shooter, but people are digging up old clips of Cole on stage being like, yay, please clear this sample. I love you, man. And so now people are kind of have a stained view of Cole and they're going, ah, this he's just kind of like a snaky nice guy trying to like, no, we're brothers, man. This is peace. But he's really doesn't feel that way at all.
Okay.
And people interpret Cole's verse on First Person Shooter as basically him saying like,
I'm the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Kendrick.
Which it clearly was.
Like, fuck you. Yeah.
Yeah, but also fuck Drake, which I thought was hilarious because it's Drake's song.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, everyone thinks that we're all the best, but actually it's just me.
What's the line? He goes,
no, but I'm feeling like Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
That's the one that I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it K-Dot? Is it Aubrey or me? We the big three, like we started Elite. Yeah.
But right now I feel like Muhammad Ali. That means like I'm the best, right?
Yeah. And then, man, I love all the drama of people going, you know, Kendrick, you release every 5 years. You don't even make music like that. Get the fuck out of here. And then, so, yeah, that's it. Like, it's just this. Yeah. I'm better.
Yeah.
I want the championship belt.
Okay. Not as interesting as I thought it was going
to
be.
No.
to be honest.
No. I think that's been the funniest commentary to me is a lot of like rap fans saying, Jesus, these guys, they bag on women all day.
Yeah, like, aren't you guys like 40?
And they're acting like teenage girls about this.
Yeah.
And those tweets were cracking me up. Like, dude saying, is this seriously because they slept with the same girl? one of the lines in the fucking diss on Drake. See, this is where I think, even though Rap Beef sounds corny, even if the two of them are being petty and personal, lines like this are funny and make it interesting. Future says, like, I got your girl in here and she's spinning on it. It's something like really simple.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm Drake, okay, and I am thinking I'm the biggest, I'm like the coolest shit in the world.
Okay.
And Future is talking to me on his new release, talking about this girl that I secretly care about. Yeah. He's like, she's in my hotel room and she's spinning on it. That doesn't matter who you
just
are.
Whoo!
Yeah. That, no matter who you are, you're going to go, yo, fuck you, man.
Yeah. That's true.
Upset.
No, but it's...
You're upset.
It's also kind of... You could view that like comically.
You could.
It's kind of a stupid thing to say.
It is a stupid thing to say.
I picture like a little propeller on a clown hat, you know?
No, dude. This is Future. This is... I just fucked your bitch in some Gucci flip-flops.
Also kind of funny.
This is the most toxic guy on earth.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. The I'm good love... That shit?
Yeah.
That would get to me.
That guy talking to you on his new record and he goes, I got your girl in this bitch, she twirling on this dick. Yeah, that line.
She's twirling on this dick.
Like,
okay.
And he just, in the record, he just dropped, like, he just leaves that in there. He's like, it's so funny. It's like spiteful. He says it so fast. Like, if he's dissing you, right, and he says that shit so fast, you're like, wait.
Can we listen to it and just cut it out?
He's going to, this line would make you feel like a bitch.
Yeah, right, okay.
Like, it would make you feel like a punk, like you're pausing, and he's making you run it back.
Yeah, yeah.
He almost says it faster, so you have to, like, put your ear to the speaker.
All right, that's pretty funny.
Like, then, now it's, I guess, like, that's pretty now
good.
It's funny.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty good. Can you play it real fast?
You kind of just have to let it go, dude.
Just, yeah. No, play his verse though.
No, just play it.
Okay.
I
do love this beat.
Yeah.
I love this beat. I was like, what the fuck is that vintage, like, weird video game horn?
All right. Now, okay, so, like, even though Rap Beef...
By the way, we're doing like line-by-line breakdown right now. We're listening to the song, but we cut it out because we'll get copyrighted.
Yes, okay.
So read the line.
So I know that like Rap Beef is kind of corny, but again, if you frame this through like two guys being petty...
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Two guys airing out their dirty laundry.
Right.
And they're actually speaking to each other.
Right.
And if you frame it through, if the entire Her Loss album has all these like subliminal shots at this person who people think like you're best friends with,
right,
or you're tight with,
right,
you know.
And also, by the way, I think an interesting level to this is both these guys are worth millions of dollars.
Yes.
Drake especially, right?
Yeah.
He's worth hundreds of millions. He has everything he could ever want, so what else is left?
It's
reputation.
Reputation, that's it.
And the way people see him.
Yeah, pride, ego,
exactly,
all that stuff.
So that's the only thing that matters to him probably right now.
Yes. And someone else brought this up on Twitter, how most rappers, despite everything, are massively insecure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
you see that clip? That clip? Do you see the clip of Drake like DJing at Dave and Buster's or something?
No.
Dude, it's so fucking funny. It's so like humanizing. I think Diplo took it or something like that and just posted it on his Instagram. It was like a zoom in clip of Drake like just doing something so weird and normal.
Yeah. Well, bro, also keep in mind that Drake has been getting shit for all his concert merch or like his wardrobe.
Wardrobe, yeah.
And the girls calling it shapewear.
Yeah.
That's like, that's crazy to put on, you know, fucking literal superhero outfits.
Yeah.
And people are like, bro, you wearing fake muscles on stage? And you can't change your outfit after that. Like, you got to double down.
Yeah.
Because it's going to look like it's getting to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay, so. Oh, hilarious.
Just play with the volume. What is he doing, dude?
I think he's self-aware about shit like this.
See, I would agree, but it does... This is probably fake, like every fucking thing else on the internet, but it is funny how he kind of looks to the camera afterwards and they stop recording. That makes me think like maybe he wasn't... He's just in his zone right now, you know?
He might be, though. That, like, that's the thing. Is he,
what do you mean self-aware, though?
I think he knows what people think about him, so he'll do shit like this.
I think he was locked in.
But that's what I mean.
No, I think he had no self-awareness at all. I think it was one of those moments where he's lost in the funness of what he's doing right now.
I'm
having a blast.
I was going to say, that's the tough part about him, is because I also think with his success, I think in his mind, everything he does is cool. So he can sit here and be goofy, and he's like, no, it's cool when I do it.
Killing it.
This is sick.
Killing it. I'm DJing a little controller at Dave & Buster's.
Yeah.
Now, to his defense, it is fucking cool what he's doing.
I'm saying, like, you're feeding into it.
Doesn't matter what controller you're using. Doesn't matter where you are. If you're DJing, it's cool as fuck.
Yeah. So I think we're talking in the context of Drake, right? We're not talking about
everyone.
Well, I wouldn't. I wouldn't say that.
Everyone.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, no, I would say it. So
Drake knows he has this power over people, mm-hmm. and that's what I was trying to bring up at his concert. Like when people say like he's this generation's Michael Jackson, he is. Like in that, this dude can kiss a pregnant woman's belly.
Yeah. Right.
Like that whole
yeah
he can do that,
dude. My friend was telling me about some Indian cricket player that is so famous that actually people will go and kiss the ground where he's walked. If they've heard that he's been in some place, they'll go and kiss the ground. That's a little bit more famous than Drake.
I think Drake fans lick the ground that he's been on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like that video of him like wiping the squeezing the sweat out of his shirt.
Bro,
like someone probably went and salt burned that drain afterwards. Yeah.
So supposedly this is a guy who has to put hot sauce in his condoms.
right, okay. You know?
And I think some people would just see that as flavor.
Right.
I don't think that would deter them.
Right.
So all right. So you contextualize this guy, whether you like his music or not. I'm just saying, in the headspace of this guy, super famous, whatever, and then your future, your reputation is you're a toxic dude. You do not give a shit about anyone but yourself.
Right.
You're always looking out for number one. And then the two of you are competing for similar women.
Okay. Yeah.
There's an undeniable aspect of like, that's just going to create mess.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now fast forward. Drake has put out albums worth of potentially taking shots at you. So you go and make these records. And now you're Drake. You're the guy who thinks when he DJs at Dave & Buster's, he's a cool ass guy. Okay. And then Future opens this record that you know is about you. And the first line is, sticking to the code, all these hoes for the streets.
Okay.
Now Drake's like, you're not talking about her.
Okay.
Now Aubrey's pissed.
And this is like, it's the stripper that they both like.
Yeah.
Okay.
That apparently that's not, but we'll just say there's like maybe some crossover.
Right. Okay.
The Venn diagram of Future and Drake.
Yeah.
There are a few people in the middle.
Right.
All right. So now Drake is in his car. He's like,
Yeah.
He just hurt.
Not her. I know you're not talking about her.
I put it in her nose. It's going to make her pussy leak. Now you're in the back of your transport and you're like, I'm not fucking stupid. He's disrespectful. He's trying to get under my skin. I don't even know why he's talking like that. I don't even care about her like that.
What does that even mean, by the way?
I don't even care. Coke.
Right. I should have known that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me of all people? Okay.
You can't hear that switch, but you can hear them fellas scream. So now that's murder.
Yeah, right.
Okay. All my hoes do shrooms, all my hoes do coke. This next line is 20 karat ring, I put my fingers down her throat. Okay, so now he just talked about you can't hear my gun. Now he's coming back to all the girls I fuck, they do drugs.
Right.
And I put this 20 karat ring on my finger. I put it down her throat. And now okay. Aubrey, this is 33 seconds in.
Right.
And Aubrey's like, whatever, man. They say that, and all your friends are in the car that know future, know your relationship, know
right,
you,
right, right,
know
right.
your ego, and right. they're like trying not to look at you. They're like,
okay.
Now they're looking out the window. Everyone right. in the car is looking out the window.
Right, right. yeah, yeah. It's not even a good beat. Like.
Yeah, because now they probably there's
and
one guy.
No, they know because they're trying hard not to like bob yeah. their head, you know. And Drake's kind of looking at them like staring them yeah. daggers, like you know.
Imagine how hard I feel for the guy who had to sit in the car and hear this beat and pretend this shit was ass.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Imagine
Future's
being
like,
yeah.
or Drake's like,
yeah.
Dude's like, it's not even good.
Yeah,
it's barely.
Yeah,
barely. I wouldn't even call this a beat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking trumpets go so hard.
20 karat, put my fingers down her throat. Damn.
It's not even a good line. Yeah, no, Drake, it's not even, I mean, what do you even say?
Yeah.
Couldn't even understand it.
All right, so getting back to the point I was trying to make earlier.
All right.
That's just rude.
What does that mean?
If I lose a carrot, she might choke. If by... gesturing my fingers into her throat because we're having a freak night.
Right.
We're doing the freak, Nick, me and her.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially this girl that you like very much.
Okay.
Of my diamond bezeled ring. Oop.
Oh, okay.
Oop, she swallowed a baguette.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
Oop, that's 5K. I don't care.
Yeah, right. Okay. Okay. Okay,
I know she gonna swallow. She a goat,
right?
Now you're Drake trying to pretend that you don't care,
right?
Because here, at a biological level, when you have sex with someone, I
you're forever bonded with that person.
There's just something, okay?
Okay?
You may feel nothing on the right. Uber home, but there's something. I
right.
think your brain chemistry cannot,
yeah, okay,
undo
that's fair.
That.
Yep,
you feel something. Mm-hmm. And here's the other thing I think that makes all this really funny to me.
Right.
Future's smile, it's so wry.
Right.
Like when Future, like in every photo he's smiling, I feel like Future's smile is always like, hey, man.
Yeah.
Like he always has this vibe where he's like, you might care.
Yeah, yeah, right,
like
right,
he's
yeah,
like,
right.
He's like, sucks to be you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel that's his look always.
Okay.
Just,
yeah.
It's like, oh, you got feelings for her? That's tough, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. True player, right? Okay, get into the line. All right. So now you get why it's like, even though it's corny, it's rude.
Yeah.
If it's potentially about women that they like, they both like.
Yeah.
If you, a dude that you know is a serial player and is known to be toxic and he's got it like that, and he's talking about this girl that you may secretly kind of like.
Yeah.
I don't, he's like, if your ego is massive. It's going to make that hurt, I feel, just that much more.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, Drake may not care, but I just like to... This is my interpretation.
Yeah, no, this is very funny.
Of the drama,
yeah,
right?
It's
okay.
Very funny.
So getting to the line. You see, like, he put
yeah,
extra auto-tune on the line. That would... If you're... Now, you're in the transport car in Miami. You got some people in there, and you can feel the vibe in the car when that beat came on. Everyone had to grab their neck. They're like, yo.
Okay.
I cannot.
Yeah.
And they're trying. I bet you there's one guy faded a little bit in the back who had to, he did this, and he's like, shit.
Yeah, he's not even realizing the vibes at all. And he's like, yo, what is this shit?
No, I think like
this is good.
I think it's that much.
Just some dude in the back, they're like, yo, Johnny, shut the fuck up, dude.
Wait, he's talking about you?
What? Yo, is this Future? Oh, yeah, I love Future.
Yeah.
This is a new record? Man, those horns go crazy.
This is a fucking agent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He kills it, bro. He kills it. I loved that shit you guys did. I loved that album you guys did.
Yeah. Oh, you guys used to make great music together. What happened?
What happened to that? Got your girl and this bitch twirling on
the dick. Did you say twirling on the dick? Dude, legend.
Yeah.
That's why Future is the GOAT. That's why he's the GOAT right there.
So, okay.
He put a gap and then a fucking, then a beat change after that. And that's why everyone's joking about Metro dissing Drake 2 on the beat. Because, you know, Metro was cutting that shit up. He's like, hold up.
See this line right here?
Listen to shit. Oh my God. That's 4 seconds of gap.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
The two of them.
That's awesome.
That's Future.
He's like, Future, what do you think about this? He highlights the line after that. He's like, okay, what are you going to do with that? Is it a little, did I jump the beat or something? You're going to shift it around? No, what if we did this?
Yeah.
Delete.
Let it go again. Let it go again. Let it go again. Wait for it. Do you know what that is sonically?
What?
Future goes, I got your girl in this bitch twirling on this dick. And then Metro just comes from the other side, and he's like.
No, Metro was the one making those little vocal chops.
Yep. Just hitting that sample. And now Drake is in the fucking Uber, in his private Uber.
Can't believe they left that part blank.
Yeah. And then after the gap. Okay.
The beat is insanely hard.
The beat's insane. This dude.
Oh my God. By the way, if you want to watch us actually listen to the beat, you can do that in the bonus. TeamGStudios.tv. You can do that on our platform.
Yes, TeamGStudios.
We have to cut it out of the free episode.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So now, bro, they just did that. Mm-hmm. And now Future is wrapping up his verse and he's into the chorus. And dare I say it, that man is sliding.
Okay.
The reports are in. He is sliding.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
And all these lines where he's talking about who's really like that, you know everyone is, you know, Degrassi. They say Drake isn't like that.
Right.
So now Future has just done, he just aired it out.
Right, okay.
And now he's sitting there being like, we really like that.
Yeah.
We're from the bottom. We really like that.
And he's doing a smile.
You can hear Future smiling when he's saying all this shit.
I mean, we are.
Future doesn't get aggro like that. Yeah, he's just, right. Now just wait.
Okay.
So now Future just did all that. He's like, hey, we might have slept with the same girl. Let me tell you something. I'm putting coke in her nose. She's doing drugs. She's doing 360s on my penis. She's doing 720s on my penis. Because I'm really like that.
Like it's a bottle flip?
Yep.
Let's see how many we can do.
Yeah. And by the way, you just hear Kendrick one line.
Right.
Now Drake is in the Uber, and everyone in the back is like,
and the agent's like, what? They got Kendrick on this song?
I thought he was retired.
K-Dot? He hasn't dropped in so long.
Yeah. Drake's thinking about all this.
Right.
You see the breakdown on Goofy's with a check?
No. Explain that.
So people are saying like Goofy.
By the way, I even looked this up on Genius after.
Yeah.
Like when I was first researching this.
Yeah.
Still didn't get it. So walk me through it.
Okay. So don't pull no coffin out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat. He's talking about a first person shooter. When J. Cole starts a song, he's like, first person shooter mode. We turning your song to a funeral.
Okay.
So he's like, don't pull no coughing out of your neck, basically saying like, don't even make me think you're talking about me, bitch.
Okay. I'm right? way too paranoid for a threat. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So he's saying, he's talking about KDOT, him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's like taking a jab at Cole, talking about like all like peace and shit. Maybe not. I think I misinterpreted this line. So he's saying that he gets respect,
yeah,
and that's
right.
better than the money and the power.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
But then people were saying Goofy's with a check, saying like Goofy is a dog. Drake is, you know, I'm a dog for all the dogs.
Okay.
And he's got the Nike deal.
Yeah,
a little wordplay. Okay. That's how people interpreted that. So he's talking about Cole. So that's the other thing is people are saying this for Kendrick is about Cole.
Okay.
So maybe you can interpret this whole song as Future being like, hey, man, you hurt?
Right.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
I'm fucking the shit out of this girl that you like. Okay. Maybe.
Okay.
And then Kendrick is like kind of coming out from behind the curtain and be like, I didn't forget about you either.
Okay.
And so people think that this... Kendrick is mostly shooting at Cole.
Okay.
So, like, a lot of this is about Cole.
Okay.
And he's like, I hope this...
Which probably makes Drake even madder.
Potentially.
Probably.
Because, yeah.
Drake's like, why isn't he dissing me?
Yeah. Kendrick's like, you ain't even in the conversation.
Yeah.
But maybe Drake is kind of also sitting there like, thank God.
Yeah, okay. He's like, this part's hard. This part of the song's good.
Maybe Drake can kind of roll us off the shoulder and be like, KDOT, man, you know, I got love, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's in his lane, I'm in mine, but we're all goats, man.
Yeah, yeah,
and he can kind of just jimmy out of that.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But Cole is the one being like, I'm number one.
Yeah.
And Kendrick's like, okay.
Yeah.
So now, obviously, this is all wrestling and it's all voodoo, but yeah, so then all these lines, you know, okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem. Just be like, yeah, you've been over there. Like, okay, now let's go.
Okay.
All right. That's like a reference to the sample.
Okay.
So when Cole was like, is it KDOT, is it Aubrey mm-hmm. or me? We did big three, like mm-hmm. we started. It's kind of crazy for Kendrick to just come out of nowhere and be like, there's no big three, pal.
Yeah, it's just big me.
It is just me.
Yeah.
So yeah, so then obviously there's the rest of the song. We don't have to keep doing this. But, you know, I know people are going to interpret this like I'm some kind of like massive Drake fan. I think it's just more funny when you break down. If you contextualize everything and you think about Drake as a human being,
yeah.
a famous human being, yeah. sitting in an Uber,
yeah.
and all the five other dudes in that
in
car.
An Uber?
Yeah. Yeah, his personal
he's
Uber.
In a Prius.
Yeah, he's in an Uber pool.
Uber X, yeah.
With two drunk people.
His drunk agent.
Yeah.
And his friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Miami, because this.
Oh, KDOT. Awesome.
Yeah. I love Good Kid, Mad City. I love Good Kid, Mad City, dude. Such a good record.
Dude, that's an instant classic, I would say.
Like
it's up there with like some of the best albums of all time.
Like, you make classics too, but
that
shit.
Come on,
come
man.
On, dude.
Pour up, drank, headshot, drank.
That was my shit,
dude,
in college.
Shit. Faded. Drake's like, you shut up.
Dude. And now you know Drake can't go anywhere because now people are heckling him.
Okay.
He walked out of some hotel and people were like, you going to respond, bro?
Okay.
You know Drake better. You know Kendrick better, bro. Now he's just got that forever.
Yeah. So he's going to have to come back with something way harder.
But then everyone's saying this is a fucking trap because you know Kendrick has something ready.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
You have to have something ready.
Yeah, right.
Like... you have something pre-written, and if they say whatever, it's like, cool, I'll go in there, I'll punch out an extra four just to acknowledge whatever the hell he said, but I'm coming for him.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
You got me pumped up now, honestly.
Well, it's, you know, it's
for
wrestling.
What's going to happen.
But when you, yeah, when you.
This is what I wanted when I asked you for this. This is what I wanted.
When you contextualize the drama and you think about who these people are, it makes it so funny.
So funny.
Because, bro, the first song, go back and listen to the first song on the record, and it's just, it opens with Future muttering on the beat going, hate written all over you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
If you're Drake and you're like, hate written all over.
What the fuck does that mean?
It's about me.
Yeah, right.
And then Nav unfollows you?
Yeah. What does that even mean, hate written all over you?
Like, Future goes on to say, like in the verse, he's like, why are you hating? Like, you seem jealous.
I see.
As if to acknowledge all the subliminals he's been throwing out there. That's kind of crazy to do a whole album of being like, y'all switch sides on me, everybody, you know, fuck them, I don't care. And then for Ultimate Player 6000 to come out on record and be like, why are you hating that? I thought we was cool, bro. Yeah, why are you mad?
Yeah.
That just take that.
And then the icing on the cake, Nav unfollows you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then, bro.
What?
What made it extra funny
was
like.
That's even funnier.
The Weeknd hopping on
Nav
one of those.
Nav listening to that song and being like, actually, yeah. Unfollow? Yeah, yeah, yeah. This actually has tipped me over the edge. I'm not a fan of this guy anymore.
Yeah, man. And the Weeknd hopping on one of these songs and just humming back there because, you know, their beef.
Ah, yeah. And this Weeknd used to be OVO, right?
Yeah, and then they had a falling out. They had beef.
Yeah.
And then whatever. And then you kind of tee this all up with that Rolling Loud. Travis was on stage going like, yo, 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 play the one that's like, da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. And Future teased the track and with a different verse. But when you contextualize that, Travis probably knew that Kendrick was on it, and Travis was egging on Future to be like, no, 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 let's do the one.
Hmm.
And that shit is in the playlist.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're sitting there pretending, oh, what if we did the one? But he fully knows what that fucking song is.
Hmm.
So it just feels like all these people who had like, bad feelings for him, they all kind of, like, popped out.
I kind of love it.
That's why it's funny. Like, it's the Avengers. This is the Marvel Universe for rap.
Thank you.
This is...
Thank you for making this fun for me, because now I'm going to...
Yeah.
I'm going to listen to that song on the way home for sure.
Well, dude, then like...
1,000%.
Well, people are calling out all the names on the tracks are opposites of...
I saw that.
I mean, it just feels so...
Yeah.
And there's a chance that all these dudes got in a room and they were like, bro, could you imagine?
Yeah.
We just make the next Pac and Biggie chapter. We just all go at it.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it better thinking that it's not planned, that it's not and like orchestrated personal. Though. Yeah. Yeah, that it's actually personal.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
The title thing is kind of fucking stupid, though.
Just going back, just like to that level?
Yeah, that's just like a stupid, why would you even, you've done enough, you know?
But maybe that's what makes it better, because it's so.
It's lame, though, but that's what I'm saying.
It is, but it's also so petty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think about Drake reading the track list.
Yeah.
Knowing his music, and he's like slimed in.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
And they're just all petty little reversals of what I've done. Yeah. Like, all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they title
it. Okay. No, I get it. Yeah. Oh, cool, cool.
And they and then they title it, We Don't Trust You.
Yeah.
Fuck it, I do.
Yeah.
Is Whiteside coming out? What the fuck did I even do, bro?
Why are you guys hating on me so hard?
Yeah. So.
On little old Drake over here.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be me, man. Yeah. I'm just Drake.
Yeah. So. Uh-oh. Just funny. All right, yeah.
Oh, I get the.
Yeah, no, I know. We're 10 past.
Yeah. All right. We're hopping to the bonus where we're actually going to watch the Conor McGregor cocaine video.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's actually good.
We took a tangent. Sorry, gang.
Sorry. But that was great. I had a blast. Ugh. See you guys in the bonus.
All right, guys. Goodbye.
This week on The Bone Zone.
Man, you got caught up on seven bitches, man. Can you do your son's puke eyes?
And then they just puke.
Yeah. So he sits down next to you and he's like, I know something special about the clitoris.
Licks his finger like how when doctors lick a pendulum.
Yeah.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.